Well, God bless everybody. Welcome, and thank you for the opportunity to share. Always a privilege. And so tonight I'm going to talk about something that I've been really trying to work in my own life, and thought it would bless you. And I was thinking about that that song about hear my song, Lord. And I've been thinking about what does it mean to be still and know that I am God. Mm-hmm. And that phrase, we're going to read it a little bit later, but it comes from Psalm 46. And so we'll see that actually in that verse, it has a little bit of a different twist. But I'm going to start out with Psalm 37, because what I've been working on is like how to be silent and really listen to God. Mm. And I've been trying to do a little bit more journaling, and sometimes that, for me, that's successful and sometimes it isn't. So, but the idea of how to like just get our minds to go and slow down enough that we could actually hear something from God. And so I think that you're going to get blessed with some of these verses. And I picked out some different translations too. So this one, Psalm 37, I'm going to read from the NIV. It says, starting in verse 3, trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and enjoy safe pasture. Mm. What does King James say?
Trust in the Lord and do good, so shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed.
Right. The verily thou shalt be fed means it actually is literally you will feed on God's faithfulness. Mm-hmm. Like he brings us into his safe pasture. And the reason why we can trust in the Lord is because he is faithful, right? Mm-hmm. So then it goes on, though, verse 4, take delight in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Take delight means that you can just rejoice. Yeah, be happy. Be happy. But the desires means, like, not just what you're longing for in our hearts, but our actual specific requests. So I started thinking about that, too. It's like, what do I want to request? And I wanted to ask God for wisdom about things, about how to help people, lots of different things that we could have as the desires of our heart that have to do with service, like you were talking about, Bob, yeah. You know, where what's the reason we have Holy Spirit is not only so that we can operate the manifestations, but so that we can have things like wisdom. We can know what God wants to do in a situation. So then it goes on in verse 5. Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in him and he will do this. Mm-hmm. So there's another version of that verse that's from the NET. It says, commit or roll your path and he will act on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
If we roll our cares onto the Lord and then he will act on our behalf. So it's about what I need to do, but it's about what I need to do in my mind to get it quiet enough so that I can see what I'm supposed, what the part I'm supposed to do, but then also the part that God's supposed to do.
And let him do it,
right? Yeah. So verse 6 goes on, he will make your righteous reward shine like the dawn, your vindication like the noonday sun.
Mm-hmm.
Another translation of that phrase is, he will publicly defend your just cause. Mm-hmm. Like, he will do it. So this whole section in Psalm 37 is about what God does, because he's faithful, because he cares about us. And when we commit our way to him, then he will act on our behalf. So this is the key verse, verse 7. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when people succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. So that word "be still" is the key word I'm talking about tonight. It's the Hebrew word damam, and it means to be silent. Like, zip your lip, buddy. You know, but it's zipping our lips in our mind, where we don't let the thoughts just go round and round and round and round. And the New Living Translation is, be still in the presence of the Lord and wait patiently or longingly for him to act. Don't worry about evil people who prosper or fret about their wicked schemes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can be fretting all day long, hearing about all kinds of stuff going on in our lives as well as, you know, people around us and stuff. All you have to do is open your phone and you'll see 10 things in a row just like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But to be still, then one of the keys is turning off all the stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And to not get distracted. Like, what will it take to quiet our hearts down enough to be silent even? It's not an easy thing to do in our culture.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're trained from really little to just always have activity around us and always be doing something, always be thinking something, going somewhere. What's going on, you know? It's really hard to learn this. Whereas some other cultures are much more trained in being able to have this kind of quiet. So let's look at Psalm 4 now too. Let's go back to Psalm 4. And this is the NIV again too. It says, tremble, or some versions say, do not be angry, and do not sin. When you are on your beds, search or meditate your hearts and be silent.
Verse 4.
Psalm 4, verse 4. Some of the translations are, be angry and do not sin, but speak with your own heart and meditate on your bed.
Mm-hmm.
So I started thinking, okay, I want to start doing this first thing in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the time when I immediately got my thoughts going crazy about what I got to do, where I'm going, what's happening, what's going on around me. And in order to do it, one day I just turned on some music, and that's where I heard that song about "Hear My Song, Lord."
Mm-hmm.
And it just did something where I just went like, oh, phew, you know, because in that song it was saying, you know, when we speak, he will listen. So it doesn't take much to begin the conversation. That was even in the manifestations. Mm. Like, he wants to talk to us. So it's just saying, hey, I would like to hear what you have to say today.
Mm-hmm.
Hear my song, my heart song of like, I want to listen. That's basically what I was thinking about, was I want to say, I would like to listen today. The end of Psalm 4 in verse 7, it says, oh, I'm sorry, verse 6. Many are those who say, who will show us a good thing? And he will shed abroad on me the light of his presence. So if we turn to him, he turns to us, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lord, you have put gladness in my heart more than at the time when the grain and their wine and their oil increased. And together in peace, I will lie down and sleep because you alone, Lord, caused me to dwell in quietness.
Mm-hmm.
So we get the quietness and serenity directly from God. Mm-hmm. We don't have to manufacture it ourselves. That's what the biggest thing I was thinking about, too. Mm-hmm. Yes, I need to stop and turn my mind off and be silent, but that serenity or the quietness or the stillness, it actually can just come and and be shed abroad in our hearts, kind of. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there's a word in Aramaic that means quietness, and it's called Shela. And Shela, S-H-E-L-A. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. It's when, like, they had the storm on the Sea of Galilee, and Jesus was asleep in the boat, in the back of the boat, and the disciples were all upset, and they said, "Our master, do you not care that we're going to be destroyed?" And so in Mark 4, verse 39, Jesus, he rose up and he rebuked the wind. And he rebuked the wind, okay? And he said to the sea, "Cease," or "be restrained." And the word "cease" there is Shela. Be quiet. He told the storm to be quiet. Stop. And the wind stopped, it ceased, and a great calm occurred, which is another word for quiet. The whole idea of this quietness in Shela is that you cease something, you stop something. So that's why I was talking about how we could stop the thoughts in our mind and just go, just like to say to the sea, "Stop." And then that's when the calm comes. So I read a definition of that word. It means that it causes dramatic change in the spiritual climate of situations by having something negative cease. Mm-hmm. It changes the spiritual climate.
Mm-hmm.
And allows them there to be quiet, which comes from God. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, really cool.
So the way to do it then is to take pauses during the day, like not just in the morning, but, you know, there's another verse. Where is that? Psalm 119, verse 161. This one is really amazing. Psalm 119 is all about all the different verses. Every verse has something about the word in it, right? Or testimony or statutes. But it says, 7 times a day I praise you for your righteous laws. So 7 times a day, we could take our phones and do a little ding chime thing or something to say, pause, just stop for a moment, be silent, and then if God has something to share with us, we would be able to receive it. Instead of still just going on and on and on and on and on all day long, and then you get to the end of the day and put in your bed and go, what did I do today?
Yeah.
7 times a day, I will praise you for your righteous laws. I just think that's so cool, because if God is the one who's filling us with this quietness, well, all we can do is praise him for it. Because it doesn't come from us, see? I think that was the biggest thing that I saw by doing this lesson. So Psalm 62 is another really good one. In verse 1, so we're going to try to take pauses during the day. For God alone, my soul waits in silence. From him comes my salvation. So that's what I just said, right? From him comes my wholeness. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be greatly shaken. I'm reading from the ESV. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence. So wait in silence, for my hope is from him. So even when we're trying to journal, you know, it needs to be where we're not doing the talking. Maybe just the first question of, like, Lord, I really want to hear from you today. And then just zip the thoughts to have it just get filled with quietness. And then like he said, he wants to chat with us. And he'll say some really amazing things.
Amazing things.
Goes on in verse 6. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. I can picture David writing this as he's sitting, being in silence. And I think that he understood that. Otherwise, we wouldn't have these beautiful songs, right? Verse 7, on God rests my salvation and my glory, my mighty rock, my refuge is in God. My refuge is God. And trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Salah, which means consider these words. God is a refuge for us. O people, pour out your heart before him. So then it becomes a conversation, right? And in a conversation, if you really have a conversation where you want to pay attention to the person, then you spend a lot of time listening, right? And not doing all the talking. If somebody is always doing all the talking, then you don't get to have an opportunity to share anything. Okay, so let's look at the verse now that says, "Be still and know that I am God." Okay, because it's in a context, and we need to read the whole context. So it's Psalm 46. And we're going to start in verse 1 because there's lots of cool keys in here. God is our refuge and strength. And I'm going back to read the NIV again. An ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Well, if the earth gave way and the mountains start falling in the sea, we'd be like, oh my goodness, what is happening here? But therefore we will not fear, because if we know that God is our refuge and our strength, then we're going to go to him for help in every situation. Verse 3, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging, there is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at the break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice and the earth melts. So no matter what storms are going on around us, you know, even if you feel like mountains are falling in the sea, which sometimes it's like that, there's a river whose streams make glad the city of God, because it's in his presence that that flow happens. Verse 7, the Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He's the one who makes war cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. So this whole verse about be still and know that I am God is the reason to be still is because when we are still, then God goes to work doing his job. And if that means that, you know, mountains need to get moved or wars need to get taken care of or bows need to get shattered or whatever it is, see, it's kind of magnifying this whole something that's really very violent, you know, to show that it's God Almighty that is doing this when we are quiet. But then I looked up the word be still. And it was not the same word as being silent. It actually means to cease from striving. Like, just don't fret. Relax. Refrain from fretting. and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted in the earth. So you combine those two ideas, see, of zipping our lips and actually just waiting in silence, and that way then we receive the calm into our souls, and we can begin to hear. And then, no matter what is going on around us, to refrain from fretting or striving about anything, no matter what it is. So go back and just read that Psalm 62 again, the last verse. So we started out in Psalm 37 with trust in the Lord and do good, and so shall you dwell in the land, and you will find safe pasture, right?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8 of Psalm 62 is, trust in him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Shalah. So consider these words. Mm-hmm. Be still and know that I am God. So that's what I wanted to share.
Amen.
Oh, great. Thank you.